When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Entry pass, and Wilson with his first 2 points as a Tar Heel with a couple of exclamation points. Offline, the rebound by Vesar. Evans, another guy who can shoot at the lob instead for Caleb Wilson.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
ACC Network courtesy of the call. You know, Caleb Wilson, star freshman for North Carolina, 22 points the other night in Carolina's opener as they beat Central Arkansas, playing Kansas tonight. I can't wait for this game. Seriously, like, this college basketball season, I've been saying it for the last couple weeks here on You Better You Bet. I think this could be the best college basketball season ever. These freshmen are redonkulous. You know, we talk about DeBonsa from BYU and Cam Boozer with Duke. Darren Peterson of Kansas, will see him tonight. Kona Pete of Arizona with 30-7 against Florida. Caleb Wilson says, hey guys, like, what about me? You know, talk about me at all? Just a casual 22 points in his debut for the North Carolina Tar Heels. We will talk all things college basketball with the coach, Matt McCall, in just a moment. But we've got to remind our listeners and viewers that no matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. It's been too long since we had this guy on the show. He was electric with us in Vegas during the NCAA tournament, where he was doing awesome work for our friends at the Field of 68. And Coach Matt McCall joins us here on the show. And Coach, my first question to you, because I'm on your Twitter account earlier, Field of 68, NBC, CBS, Sirius XM, is there a media outlet that you don't work for? And I mean that as a compliment.
No, you know, listen, if they ask, I accept. As long as it fits into my schedule, we'll make it work. You know, I'm enjoying it. I love it. You know, it's a little bit less stressful than coaching. You know, yesterday I got to tee it at Bethpage Black in between days at NBC. So, yeah, it's a pretty good life, and I love talking hoops. So I'm all in as long as it fits my schedule.
You have made a bunch of us on the crew very jealous that you golfed at a major golf tournament site at Bethpage Black. We absolutely love that. We'll get specific here, Coach. We want to talk about some of the great freshmen this year in college basketball, some of the big games this weekend in college basketball. But just, like, the overall enthusiasm around, like, the sports world for this season that people like me feel that are just, that consume content like you guys on the Field of 68, that have us all so excited for this season? Am I being hyperbolic or dramatic when I say that we could be standing on the precipice of the best college basketball season ever?
Yeah, we just got to get that oblong ball out of the way right now. You know, everyone still wants to talk about football and college football playoffs and what coach is getting fired and how big his buyout was and who's coming here and what coach is going there. Because you're right. I mean, the storylines of this college basketball season are absolutely through the roof. I heard you guys talking about how talented these freshmen are. I think it's the best freshman class that we've seen in a very, very, very long time. I was trying to think about this, you know, yesterday as the wind was blowing 25 miles an hour out of Bethpage. What was the last class that you could compare and say is somewhat, you know, on the same level as these guys? Maybe Anthony Davis, Brad Beal, Austin Rivers, maybe that year, but it's special. I mean, what Coapete did in the first game against the University of Florida, destroying what most people thought is the best front court in the country with veterans in a front court, and a freshman went in there and destroyed those guys. To Peterson, who we'll see tonight, to the Boozers, like to A.J. Devonta and what he did in night one. I feel like we do need some better games to kick off the season to get more excitement. We're going to see tonight. We're going to get our first look at UConn on Peacock. We're going to get our first look at Purdue on Peacock. We got both of them in studio tonight. Storylines there. Can Florida repeat? It's just all over. But, you know, Kansas, North Carolina, Florida, Arizona, BYU, Villanova, Duke, Texas. Those are the games that we need as football is continuing it seems like increase their season with the football playoff not ending until the end of January. Some of these non-con matchups we need, but you're right. This is going to be a fun ride.
Yeah, college football might extend to February if we keep expanding this playoff here. But it's all fun. We love college football, and we also love college basketball here, Matt. You mentioned the freshmen, like all the marquee games that we've been seeing, Duke, Texas, etc. Who do you think is the best freshman amongst these guys with Boozer and DeBonsa and Pete and Peterson and Wilson? Like, who do you think right now will be the best freshman this season in college football or college basketball, rather? Excuse me.
Yeah, it's just so hard to say. I mean, it really is. The other thing, you know, doing these media days for NBC Sports or Sirius XM, I was so impressed with the coaches that brought their freshmen. I mean, that never happens. Coaches only bring their upperclassmen to media days, but I walked past A.J. Devonta at Big 12 Media Day and couldn't believe how big he is. It reminded me of Tracy McGrady just with his size. You know, Peterson was at Big 12 Media Day. I don't think the Boozers went to ACC, but the respect that these coaches have for their freshmen. There's another one we haven't even mentioned, Tunde Yesufu at Baylor. Wait till you get your eyes on this guy. This guy is an NBA talent, an NBA-level athlete as well. So it's literally too early to tell who's the best. I love Boozer because he's a winner. You look at him as a freshman talking in timeouts, leading his team as a freshman. I've got such great respect for that. DeBonsa may be the most talented, but this guy Peterson's something special too. So it's hard for me to say, hey, this is the best player. I would maybe give a slight nod to DeBonsa just in terms of talent-wise, who's the most talented, but they're all really, really good.
From a coaching standpoint, we've seen a bunch of coaches in new spots, like Sean Miller at Texas, Kevin Willard at Villanova. We saw them the other night. Like there's been so many changes over the course of the offseason. Which of these new coaches at these big programs do you think is best set up to have success in year one?
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintained in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Wow, you know, there's so many moves. It's like we talk about the transfer portal and all these players, coaches, same thing. Who's in new spots? Who's taking over what program? You know, Sean Miller to Texas. I know they didn't play great night one against Duke. He's a proven winner. What he was able to do at Arizona, what he's been able to do twice at Xavier, he's going to get that place rolling. You know, the amount of time that he spent at Xavier, the amount of relationships that he was able to build to even go back there, it was going to take something special for him to leave. And that's what Texas is. Texas is special. Texas is one of the, you know, best athletic departments in the entire country. So I would say Texas with Sean Miller, he's going to get it going. The SEC is obviously tough. I don't know if it's as tough as it was last year. Still going to be really, really good. So we'll see how it all shakes down.
This is You Better You Bet, Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, hanging out with Coach Matt McCall, college basketball analyst for the Field of 68, and a bunch of other spots that we've outlined all throughout this interview. Coach, do you have an under-the-radar team that you think can make a deep run come March? Like, is there a team that you're thinking that was a little bit off the radar that we might be talking about once we get into conference play and definitely once we get towards the NCAA tournament later on in March?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a mid-major team. I'm going to give you Murray State, the Racers. Murray State is known for John Morant. Murray State's known for campaign, having great guard play. Ryan Miller, former assistant out there in Vegas at UNLV. He's had stops along the way at Auburn and spent a number of years at Creighton as the top assistant there, learning under Greg McDermott. I got to see those guys in person on Monday and was blown away. I mean, they look like a high-major team. They're not built like your quote-unquote mid-major team. I think Murray State can not only get to the NCAA tournament, I think they're talented enough, and I think they're well-coached, and they can win a game in the tournament. So give me the Racers. Get those guys back on the map. We know we've seen them in the tournament before with guys that I mentioned earlier, but I like the Racers from Murray State.
Coach, I'm going to give you the four teams that the four big freshmen play on. You tell me which is the best team this season. Pete and Arizona, DeBonsa and BYU, Boozer and Duke, Peterson and Kansas.
I'm going to give the nod to Coa Pete right now. And the only reason and I'm not trying to overreact to what happened in the game against the Florida Gators, my alum, I'm an alum of the Gators, but to see what
they
win
the national title, Coach, I don't remember. Are you guys the defending champs?
The excitement about, and the storyline of, can Florida repeat? Can they get there? They lost three really talented players, all that are playing in the association now, but can they get there? And to see what Arizona was able to do, that was a Sweet 16 level game to me, in my opinion. How that game was played, the level that it was played at, Tommy Howell from Florida, but Coa Pete, what he was able to do against the best front court in the country and how he dominated that front court, I think the Gators will be fine. But if I have to give a nod to one team based on where we are right now in the season, and Duke looked good over Texas, but they're not talking about Texas repeating as national champions. They're talking about the Florida Gators doing that. So I just give a slight nod to the Wildcats out there in Arizona, but Duke would be 1B for me as well.
Who's going to win the national championship?
Purdue, and turn into Peacock tonight to see them. Braden Smith, Fletcher Lawyer, Trey Kaufman, Wren. Make sure you tune in. We'll be covering that game. So hard to pick against them. I gave you a sleeper team. but hard to pick against what Matt Painter has done at Purdue and having all those guys back and then adding the number one transfer in the country onto your roster. Give me the Boilermakers to cut the nets down.
Do you think, and Coach, final question here, about 30 seconds to go, it feels like a big storyline this season is going to be Purdue, like, without one of these huge freshmen, trying to take the huge freshmen down. And you think they can do it? Because I'm skeptical of that. But look, I'm not a former coach, and I don't have the media job that you do covering the sport. Do you really think that strongly about Purdue? Feel that strongly about the Boilermakers? 30 seconds.
I feel that strongly about the Boilermakers. My only concern is their depth. Do they have the depth to do it? Can they get through the grueling Big Ten season? There's one other team that we haven't talked about either. Don't sleep on the Huskies. They've got a big three as well. They've got a big three that's back. Harris Reed, you know, Solo Ball, like, do not, Caravan, do not sleep on those guys and a Coach Hurley coach team. Back-to-back national championships a couple years ago. I think the Huskies can get there too. But if I had, you gave me one pick, I'm taking Purdue. I'm taking their big three.
Alex Caravan in his, like, 19th year of eligibility at UConn. You love to see it. Coach, you're the best. Check him out on Peacock tonight at Coach McCall on Twitter. Stay well, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Appreciate you guys. Anytime.
The coach joining us here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, hour number two, we start the hour. College football bets for the weekend with our pal, Colin Wilson.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.